Yivamos Perk Tezayin Mishneh Hey 16:5. We now have additional leniencies, kulos, that apply to the testimony regarding a person having died to allow his wife to remarry. The Mishnah says, Afilu Shama min hanashim omros. Even if one overheard women talking, and they said, Mace ish ploni, and those women said, so and so died, dial, that will be sufficient. Meaning, if our, we'll call him the witness, heard these women talking, and they were speaking about someone having died, when he comes back to the town, let's say, in which the widow lives, based on the testimony that he heard people talking about it, that will be sufficient to confirm that the woman could remarry. That's an extraordinary leniency. It actually is a combination of three extreme leniencies. First of all, normally we don't allow a witness to testify on something he didn't see firsthand, and this is certainly second-hand information. Second of all, normally the source of the information has to be a man, not a woman. Here we have women talking. And third of all, when one presents information that should be held for halachic fact, like in a bezin in the court, so it has to be presented normally as testimony, as edus. Whereas this is just the woman being mesiach lefitumam, the woman talking innocently amongst themselves, not intending to confer the weight of the what they're saying, the fact, the gravitas, the weight that would be applicable normally when one testifies. But notwithstanding the fact that we have this just being hearsay from women, not in the context of testifying to anything, still it is admissible to allow a woman to get married, because again, we want to do what we can to free a woman from being in a guna, and we have this countervailing force of letting the woman know that she's responsible to double check everything to the best of her abilities, because if she's wrong and she marries illegally, then the consequences to her will be dire with all those kanasos, those penalties. Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu shama min hatinokos omrim, even if one overheard children talking, and they said, Hare anu holchin lispod velikbor es ish ploni, we're on our way to go and eulogize and bury so-and-so, that would be sufficient. Now the Gemara says, it's not sufficient actually that they say they're on their way to go do it. It has to be that they say they're on their way coming from having done it, that it's a fait accompli and this person is actually dead. And more than that, the children need to give some specifics about the goings-on at that funeral to confirm that this was a real human funeral in the conventional sense, and because there's always the fear maybe the children, you know, had a pet, named the pet after the name of a living person, and now they're talking about the funeral for the pet, for example. So it had to be enough to corroborate this really did happen according to the children and their story. But if one overheard children speaking about a funeral that had just happened, and it seems clearly that it was a funeral in the normal sense of the word, so that would be enough to now this person who overheard the children to report back to the bezin by where the widow lives that he has his testimony, and that would be enough to allow her to remarry. Similar kind of rationale as before. The next words of the Mishnah, there's a different, it's hard to parse, and there are different sheets exactly to what it's referring. I think the simplest way to read it is simply like a paragraph all to itself. Meaning, and it says, Bein shehu miskaven u bein she'enu miskaven. A witness is accepted, or maybe it's referring to the children or the women, are accepted as their testimony, whether or not they are intending to testify per se. Even if they're just, you know, talking amongst themselves and they're not intending for this testimony that they're saying to enable a woman to remarry, still it's admissible as information to allow the woman to remarry. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer b'Yisrael ache miskaven. Begoy imhaya miskaven ein eduso edus. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, listen, if it's a Jew, so then the gears should be changed. Although our Mishnah says ad shehe, until he does, but the proper gears are based like on the, as the Rishonim have it, as it's in our Gemaras, is afal pi shehu miskaven. Even though he is intending to testify, doesn't make it worse. We rely on the Jew because that's what the Jew is doing. In contrast, uvagoy, if the non-Jew is testifying, imhaya miskaven, if his intention is to allow this woman to remarry, then ein edus o edus, we don't accept that testimony because we're suspicious he has something up his sleeve. Why is he trying to help this woman out? Maybe he's got some nefarious agenda, and therefore we don't accept his testimony. In contrast, if the Gentile were speaking lefitumo, if he were just speaking innocently about the death of so-and-so, not knowing that this, what he's talking about, would have ramifications to his wife remarrying. So then overhearing that conversation would be information which would be admissible in the Beis Din to allow this woman to remarry.